time instead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So I have come for a visit today with Anne from Home Instead. Hello, Anne.
Hello, Beth.
Now, we are here in Harrogate and we've come to visit a lady called Judith. Hello, Judith.
Yes. Hello. Yeah. Pleased to meet you.
Oh, pleased to meet you too. Tell me a little bit about Judith as well. How long have you been coming to visit Judith?
I've been coming to Judith, I would think, probably about 5 months now. We've just newly started this year. And we're all sort of matched up with the clients that we think will be suitable for them for us and us for them. So Judith and I get on very well together. We've been out walking. She loves to walk. She's very active. She's 83.
Yeah.
Are you walking?
Yeah.
You like walking?
She walks into town, does the shopping and gets the bus back.
Wow. Nice. Yeah, you walk into town because it's downhill into town, isn't it? Get the bus back because it's uphill. I can see that. Yeah, that works.
Yeah. She lost her husband a few years ago, but she has very good neighbours on this side, Marie and Malcolm.
Marie, they're good. Marie, yeah. Malcolm.
Yeah.
Are they helpful neighbours?
They look after you. They're there if you need them.
And what do you think about when Anne comes to visit you? Is it useful? Is it nice?
I don't mind. Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah, we go for walks, don't we?
Yes. Yeah. It's very good with me.
Yeah.
We just come to make sure she takes her tablets. She just got one in the morning for her memory.
Yeah. Have we taken it yet?
You take it with breakfast, don't you?
Well, thank you very, very much for letting me come to meet you. And what are you going to do today?
We'll be having a cup of tea. No, not yet. A bit later. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love tea.
You love tea?
Yeah. And we sometimes go in the garden, but it's very difficult to dig in the garden, isn't it? Very hard.
Yeah. Get a garden around. Get them to do it instead. Well, Judith, thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, just tell me, Anne, we're at the house of Fred, so how does it work? How often do you come and see Fred?
We come to see Fred twice a day, sometimes three times a day. We come in the morning, help him get up, washed and dressed, but he's generally up by the time we get here. We get him his breakfast, we give him his medication, do housework if there is any, put washing on. We take him out normally at lunchtime, we sometimes take him out. Generally likes going to fodder, don't you, Fred?
Yes.
He loves fodder.
What's so good about fodder, Fred?
Oh, it's lovely.
The ladies.
You're a bit of a ladies' man, are you?
She'd bring me to it.
You know all the ladies there, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And all the ladies.
He'll go anywhere. We take him anywhere, really, for lunch. He likes going out meeting people, don't you?
Yeah.
Causing havoc.
I don't believe that from you, Fred. She's fibbing. She's telling lies. It's a lovely garden. It must be so nice to have the support of Anne and Home Instead. What's so good for you, Fred?
They help me and they're very good. They give me a cup of tea and a cigarette.
Oh, he likes his cigarette.
And you're still going strong?
Yeah. And you can stop in your own home, can't you?
And I can stop here.
Yeah. And how long have you been here, Fred?
30, 40 years.
Probably, yeah.
Wow.
30 or 40 years.
It's such a nice area to be isn't it?
It is. Lovely area.
I mean, what's so good about being able to stay in your own home?
The independence. And I can have a smoke when I like.
With nobody telling you off.
And there's nobody on the corner saying, hey, you have to put that finger, you know.
And, I mean, Fred's also, I've been told, you're very lucky you've still got family around to help as well.
Yeah, he has two daughters that live very close, so they're always popping in. Lynn, one of his daughters, Lynn, comes on a Tuesday usually, doesn't she?
Yes.
And texts you out, but they're away this week. And Elaine pops in, make sure you're behaving yourself. No. So, yeah, he's got a very supportive family. So, and if we've got any problems, if we bring them up, we get it sorted.
And how many people do you see alongside Fred?
In a day or a week?
In a week.
In a week? I should think about 40. 40, wow. 45, yeah.
Must be quite difficult and testing to remember what's what with the different patients.
Once you've been doing it a while, because with this job, you have your own clients. Once you've had your induction and you're out there, you gradually build up your own clients, so then you get to know them, they get to know you. So really, it's sort of just checking what the other member of staff has done prior to your visit. And it's really quite simple.
How have you been finding this warm weather, Fred? Enjoy it?
Very warm. Yeah. Very enjoyable.
Not too hot.
not too hot.
And what have you been watching the football?
No.
You like watching your DVDs, don't you?
Oh, yes.
What, films or TV programmes? Any favourites, Fred?
Pirates
of the Caribbean.
Oh, you're a bit of a Johnny Depp fan on the corner. Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, you've got them all, I think, haven't you? And yeah. I think he watches them that often, he just about knows every word as it's going to be said, don't you?
Yeah.
Watch those, and what else do we watch? Dad's Army. That's a favourite. And Hello, Hello.
Hello, Hello.
Hello, hello.
I will say this only once.
Hello, Hello is excellent.
Yeah.
It is.
Great series.
Yeah.
Great series.
It is.
It's all good, clean fun.
Anne and the Home Instead team also help Fred with his washing, his ironing, some cleaning, and they even take him for a haircut too. The most noticeable thing, both with my visit to Fred's house and for Beth when she saw Judith, is how happy they are remaining in their own home with the assistance of the caregivers. You can find out more about Home Instead by visiting their website, homeinstead.co.uk/Harrogate.
Home Instead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.